This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Farmers Grain in Fillmore is gearing up for harvest with new bin construction, but they took some time yesterday to relax and say thank you to their customers. The elevator served lunch from 11 to 1 for the customer appreciation event, and I had a chance to catch up with a few employees. Taylor Hand started working at the Fillmore location in March, so I started out by talking to her about how things are going in her new position.
They're going really well. I'm just getting to know all the customers and kind of what they're needing this fall as far as target offers go and storage bushel amounts and what kind of they are expecting of us this fall.
I'm sure you've learned a lot in 6 months now that you've been working here, a lot to take in.
Yes, I've learned a lot about contracts, actually set up a few of those with customers, working on more. But, yeah, it's definitely a learning experience, and I'm learning lots.
Well, sounds great. Sounds like it's going well. Actually, we're here today because you're having a customer appreciation event. So far, there's a lot of farmers in line. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, we're just here cooking pork burgers, having a good time with all of our customers, trying to, you know, it's before harvest, so we haven't seen them, a few of them in some time, so we're just kind of seeing them, seeing what storage amounts they're needing this fall, if they have any numbers that they're looking for prices of corn or beans, they can put in a target offer. We have a couple door prizes we're giving away. We're giving away cups that say Farmers Grain. We have T-shirts, and yeah, we're just having a good time with everyone.
Sounds good, and probably a nice way to relax a little bit before crazy season and to say thanks to all of them.
Yes, it is coming up quick, and we're just excited, and we're getting ready, and, yeah, it's just a good time.
All right, well, thank you, Taylor. We're now going to talk with Corey Slidham, who is the manager here in Fillmore. Corey, a little bit of construction going on, so fill us in on what's happening.
Yeah, we've got a lot of new construction this year. Since last harvest, we just added a 366,000 bushel bin. And then we're actually adding a 15,000 an hour bean leg, which will speed up, reduce lines, hopefully draw more bushels from farther out areas. And, more bushels is always better, and they don't like to wait in line. So if we can get them unloaded quicker, the better.
I was going to ask what was the reason for the change, but it sounds like you're just trying to get more business. It sounds like a plus.
Yep, that's exactly it. I mean, as long as we can keep growing, we can keep building, keep the customers happy, they keep coming. And as long as we have storage, if other elevators get full, we try to do our best to keep up with the bushels that are coming in so people don't have to wait in line. And these upgrades are going to help that out tremendously.
Have you had any new crop grain come in this fall yet? I know a lot of fields are still pretty wet, but have you seen anything yet?
We've had a few moisture tests come in, but we haven't actually dumped any here yet. Our Litchfield location has got in some new crop corn and some new crop beans both. Over here, we've had a few samples ranging from 25 to 30, so I'm thinking another week. People with grain dryers are going a little bit right now, but everybody's just kind of getting started.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Corey. We're now going to throw it over to Spencer Jansen. Spencer, nice to see you again. Pretty exciting day, as Taylor told us, customer appreciation, and a nice way to say thanks to your customers.
Yeah, Katie, they've done a great job over here at Fillmore. I just come over here to visit with everybody and see how things are going, but it's going well so far.
Sounds great. We'll talk about Litchfield because that's where you're stationed at most of the time. Talk about crops coming in. Have you seen anything come out of the fields yet this fall?
We have had some corn in over the past week, ranging right around 20. It was planted pretty early, some March and April bushels. And yesterday we got in our first load of soybeans that were 13.2%. And there's a lot of bean fields going to be harvested soon if the rain holds off. And most people are going to be probably cutting more beans in the next month than corn, since the corn is so wet, it's a later year. Let that dry down. Since prices are low, I could see them not wanting to take a big dock on it or put wet corn in their bins and just go out and get the beans when they're ready.
Have you seen that very much in your time at the elevator, have beans come in before corn, or how often does that happen?
Not usually. Normally we'll get a good run of corn, at least half the corn comes out, then we'll switch over to beans, and then the corn and beans kind of finish at the same time. This year, it's going to be completely the opposite. The cooler August really slowed the corn down. And I think the beans are even turning earlier than normal. You know, we normally don't get many beans until October the 1st. And so the corn is a little slower. The beans are a little quicker. Nothing wrong with that, but it is backwards from what it normally is.
Well, it'll be a little bit different of a year, but that's okay. As far as operations at Litchfield, recently had some changes. You've got a new shut-up. How are things going with that?
Very good. We haven't done any new construction this past year, but we've put up space in a few years before. We've actually already filled both of our ground piles at the Fillmore and Litchfield offices. Just preparing for a new crop, we have more old crop bushels than we have because of low commodity prices. People have kept their old crop bushels or now cleaning their bins out and bringing them to us to store for a new crop. So that's going to be challenging. So we're trying everything we can do, put it on the ground, and get ready so we can stay open this fall.
I know it's hard to say, and nobody has a crystal ball, as we like to call it in ag, but with commodity prices, is there any hope of those changing soon for good, or what are your thoughts?
Well, the bean price isn't, it's a pretty good price for beans as long as the yields can be above average, I think. Corn is a struggle, and it's tough to say, you're right, but I don't know how much lower we can go. I would expect an after-harvest increase in the corn price at least to get back up, you know, maybe 30, 40, 50 cents, hopefully, to levels close to last year. And we'll have to wait and see what the USDA figures out. But, you know, in the early crop yield reports will have a lot to say. So this next coming 2 to 3 weeks, they are getting data. And I heard they're redoing some states because of the hurricanes down south. That data was before the hurricanes came, so they're going to reevaluate some of the southern states. Don't expect anything crazy because those states really don't grow a lot of corn proportionally to the U.S., but that could have some slight effect on their numbers.
Something else that we should mention that you're offering for harvest, you've got some help available to drive trucks and haul grain for farmers.
Yeah, we do. We're up to anything. We just started it last year. We'll send a truck out to a farm and bring it in for you if you're lacking help or you want it just to come in faster or just convenience-wise. We're more than happy to do that if you need some help.
And I guess for pricing and information about scheduling that, just call the office and get more info?
Yeah, you can call either the Fillmore or Litchfield offices, stop in, you know, send us an email, whatever you need to do on Facebook, whatever, we'll take anything. Just get a hold of us.
Taylor Hand, Corey Slidham, and Spencer Jansen of Farmers Grain in Litchfield and Fillmore. And while those farmers wouldn't have been able to eat the pork burgers if it wasn't for Nokomis FFA members. The chapter had a small group grilling at the elevator, so I took a few minutes to visit with the chapter president, Cody Nodal.
Right now I'm the president of the Nokomis FFA chapter, and I'm a junior in high school right now, and I'm mainly, along with the other officers, help plan events and pretty much keep everybody organized at meetings and such.
Sounds good. So how are things going today? You're cooking and helping out at the elevator. Tell us what's happening.
Oh, it's going pretty good. We started cooking about 10:45, and now people are starting to show up, and so we're definitely going to be staying busy for a little bit now.
Do you have other events like this throughout the year that you'll volunteer and help out local businesses?
Yeah, we actually will volunteer for the food pantry. We'll host a dodgeball probably sometime in the winter, and we'll have people donate food items or donate like $2 or something like that just to give a little bit more to the food pantry and to the community.
Sure. Well, I know the school year just got started. We've been in for a few weeks now, but I think there's a couple contests coming up that the chapter's preparing for.
Yeah, the Green Hands are actually preparing to go to a Green Hand workshop. I believe it's next week, and so we'll probably have a handful of them go, and we had horse judging that wasn't too long ago, and I know Green Hands will also be doing Green Hand Bowl, which is coming up too.
Sounds good. Sounds like you guys have a busy start to the school year. Tell us about something that you guys do every year in October. You said a bonfire?
Yeah, we like to have a big bonfire and invite all the FFA members out. We roast hot dogs, marshmallows, and have s'mores, and then we also go and watch a movie afterwards.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun. I always enjoyed all those events that I got to participate in FFA. Cody, I know you're from a farming family. Have you started harvest yet? And if so, how are things going at home?
Yeah, actually, we just got into the field for the first time yesterday. We did about 20 acres, and corn looks pretty good so far. And we just kind of wanted to get our feet wet a little bit and just start and make sure everything's running smoothly. And so far, it has been.
Sounds good. I know this spring there were a lot of replants and we had a ton of rain. Did you guys have issues with that?
Yeah, this spring we had some corn that we had to replant. Our first corn we planted around Easter, and it looks pretty good. The corn that we had to replant, it's going to be a little bit later, but we had a fair amount of that to do this year.
Do you have a particular job that you help with during harvest time?
I usually help out everything. I help load planters. I run a disc, run a field cultivator, pretty much do about anything that's needed.
How long do you think you've been doing that? What age did you start helping out?
About as long as I could see over the steering wheel of the tractor, I was probably in one. I can't remember quite back that far, but it's been several years now.
Cody Nodal, president of Nokomis FFA from Fillmore. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.